So we're holding the Rambam in his introduction to the 10th chapter. And I don't have a kid with me today. Okay, we got a different recorder. We're holding the Rambam's introduction to the 10th chapter to Perek Chelek, and the Rambam has explained how we can't expect people to perform mitzvot for the ideal. People will always need external stimuli until they reach a very, very high level. And the Rambam seemed to enumerate that even a person on level that is learning to be a dayan is going to have external stimuli. And the Rambam says, "Hinei nitvel zayinian minitvel shu matzat mitzvot." V'yoter gadol zeh umram b'lishon sifri. And greater than this is what it says in the Sifri. The Sifri is a medrash halacha. Shem atamar harini lemet Torah b'shvil sheyeh ashir. Maybe you'll say, "I learned Torah, so I'll be wealthy." B'shvil shekarei rabbi. I learned Torah, so they'll call me rabbi. So I'll get reward in the world to come. That's why we say in Kriya Shema every day, Lavat Hashem, perform, learn Torah to love, out of your love for Hashem. Everything you do should not be performed for any other purpose other than the love of Hashem. The Rambam says, I've clarified this point, and I've clarified that this is the purpose of the mitzvot and the foundation for our faith in the sages. If we had time, we'd have to ponder on this sentence. What does Rambam mean by that? Seems to be that the Rambam is indicating that part of our faith in our sages is that